We worship you, Father. We give you all the praise. Thank you, Father, for the gift of a new day. Thank you for your mercy that are new every morning. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you, mighty Father, for your faithfulness that have protected us throughout the night, O Jehovah God. We worship you. We adore you this morning in the name of Jesus. We lift up the name of Yahweh. We adore you. Hayaka da bahanda. Ripayati yahadu haradi harapa ba 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 ba. This morning we declare that righteous is your name, holy is your name, you are holy. Hayadi hanto zopa baredi zedi ba 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 ba. You are engulfed in fire, you are engulfed in power, you are engulfed in authority. Holy, holy, holy. Hebo is your name, Hebo, righteous is your name. Who can compare with you, Jehovah Gabor, mighty one of Jacob, mighty in war? Makoto Zarida Harada Mahandi Lepete Lepete Zedihanu Hura Baba 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 Baba. We exalt that mighty name of Jesus, the name above every name. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower that the righteous run onto it, and they are safe. And Father, this morning we run onto the mighty name of Jesus. We run onto the name that is above every name. Makoto Zekete Leba Rantania. And Father, we pray that let every chains be broken, let affliction be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Every form of infirmity be defeated, every form of power be defeated at the call of the name of Jesus this morning. Mekato Zarina Hantana Mazia Ishadi Hato Zopa Magande Lipa Baba 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 Baba. Every arrow from the pit of hell, we retrieve it and we send it back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, we decree the victory of our Lord. We decree the salvation of our Lord. We decree healing this morning. We decree breakthrough in the name of Jesus. We decree open doors for God's children. We decree the favor of the Lord. We decree the blessings of God that had riches and has no sorrow shall be our portion. We decree that this day is blessed. This day we are moving to the overflow of God's love, the overflow of God's mercy, the overflow of God's goodness, the overflow. Mekato Zarina Hata Mahanda Raba Baba Baba. We worship you, Father. We adore you this day. Who can compare with you, our God, our Savior, our darling? Ah, Mahanta de Kalobaya Dada Bazia Ripa Babu Jandeni Mahanta. To zila di mahanda ishadi haruta sida mohunta zida bukoria riba hanta makodo dobozia ishadi hantarana mahandi lepete hadura da bahanda ipaboyante zida mohunta ziri bihende lekete bahada. We scatter every agenda from the pit of hell, every agenda of hell to kill, to steal, to destroy. We scatter you in the name of Jesus as we plead the blood. We plead the blood over our body, our mind, our soul, our spirit. We plead the blood in our home. We plead the blood in our city. We plead the blood in our nation. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus in our institution, in our workplaces. We plead the blood of the Lamb in the nation, in our schools. We plead the blood. We plead the blood of the Lamb everywhere to bring us victory in the name of Jesus. As we go out, may the blood bring us victory. As we come in, may the blood open doors. Meka tozarine hende le perihada opa bazande rima hota zida bihende. We pray for souls to enter the kingdom of God. We pray for people to be established in the ways of God, to be established in the house of God. To those that are giving their life to Christ, we pray, mighty God, that they will be rooted in the house of God, that they will bear fruits in season and out of season, that they will be established in your word in the name of Jesus, that the enemy will not steal them from away from you, Jesus, but they will be anchored in your word, anchored in the truth. Their love will be established in Christ Jesus. Father, thank you. Thank you for this day. We worship you. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to the living God. We pray and believe. Amen and amen. Greetings to all of you wherever you are connected this morning. I pray that you are blessed in Jesus' name. The one that is talking to you today is Pastor Lenny Wery. Hallelujah. We are live here from Chicago. Hallelujah. Chicago, Illinois. Hallelujah. For those that are connecting through RTD Church Christian Radio, God bless you all. Those that will listen through the podcast and our various teaching channels, God bless you. Thank you for those that are supporting this ministry. Hallelujah. You can even support by sharing. Make sure that you share. Make sure that you are part of what the Lord is doing. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and God bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Today I want us to encourage ourselves in the word of God. For a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord. Hallelujah. So let us go to the book of Proverbs. Let us go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 24, in Jesus' mighty name. Book of Proverbs, chapter 24. Hallelujah. I want us to begin from verse 23, Proverbs chapter 24, verse 23. This also are the saying of the wise, partiality in judging is not good. Whoever says to the wicked, you are in the right, will be cast by peoples, abhorred by nations. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Partiality in judging is not good. Praise be to God. You know, when you find yourself in a place that you have to make judgment, hallelujah, probably you are the manager, you are interviewing people, praise be to God, and you have to make judgment out of the most qualified one. You know, there are people who receive bribe in order to make judgment. You find that they favor one candidate because the candidate promised to give them something, and the other candidate, they just came with their talents, with their gifting, with their experience, and they missed the opportunity. Praise be to God. Don't rob people opportunity because you are impartial. Praise be to God. You know, when God put us in places of leadership, He require us to be fair. Praise be to God. Irrespective of race, irrespective of color, irrespective of origin, irrespective of our original languages, irrespective of where we come from, whether you are coming from America, whether you are coming from Europe, China, Japan, Africa, we are supposed to be treated the same. We are all children of Yahweh. We are all the creation of God. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Don't hate on anyone. Hallelujah. Don't hate on your brother because they belong to a different tribe. Hallelujah. Don't hate on your sister because they belong to a different community. They are coming from a different nation. Hallelujah. That is not love. The agape love of God breaks the boundaries of race, the boundaries of color, the boundaries of nation. We are called to preach to all souls, irrespective of their cultural upbringing. The word of God is powerful to convict all men to come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So don't be impartial in your judging. It is not good. Then the Bible says that whoever says to the wicked, you are right, will be cast by peoples, abhorred by nation. In other words, we are called to solely teach the word of God. We are never meant to bend the word of God to try to please, to be man's pleasers. The word of God is complete in its own. Hallelujah. Whatever the word of God says is sin, is sin. You can't change it. I know we live in a time where we say to the wicked, you are in the right. Hallelujah. Today we have LGBT groups taking over churches because pastors cannot stand with what is right. Hallelujah. Sin is sin. The way lying is sin. Fornication is sin. Homosexuality is sin. It is written in the Bible. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Lesbianism is sin. Immorality is sin. Fornication is sin. Adultery is sin. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So we have to stand with the word of God. Let people fight the word. Hallelujah. We are but mere messenger. This message of the kingdom shall be preached to all souls, beginning in Jerusalem, and all the uttermost parts of the world, they will hear that repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. God wants you to repent. Come out of that lifestyle. Come out of that habit that doesn't glorify him, and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior of your life. Praise be to God. So we are not called to bend the truth. The Bible says if we bend the truth, if we lie to people that they are living right and they are living wrong, the Bible says we shall be cast by those people themselves, and we shall be abhorred by the nation. I don't want to be cast by the people for failing to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul said, if I was a man pleaser, then I was not called. Hallelujah. We are called we are covenanted to stand with the word. Hallelujah. No matter the situation, no matter our weakness as man, but the word bears the final authority unto souls of men. Hallelujah. The word is not ours. The word is Jesus. It is us to bend to the word, not the word bending to our weaknesses, bending to our institution. The word stays the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. It is everlasting. It is established in heaven. Praise be to God. So speak the truth. No matter whether people want to hear it, it is better for them to reject the word but not reject you. Praise be to God. They can reject me. Hallelujah. But let them hear the word of God. Let them hear the word of God that is capable of changing them, of transforming them, of healing, of restoring them, of giving them the place of eternity in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. But those who rebuke the wicked will have delight, and a good blessing will come upon them. Whoever gives an honest answer kisses the lips. Praise be to God. The Bible says those who rebuke the wicked will have delight. Hallelujah. And good blessing will come upon them. Can you imagine? Good blessing can come upon you when you make correction. Hallelujah. Like today, there are people that are celebrating Halloween everywhere. Why should a child of God be busy celebrating witchcraft, celebrating the demonology and all manner of things? Praise be to God. You know, I had even the place where my child go to schooling and so on. I had to go there and make noise. I don't want my child to be involved with these satanic things. Praise be to God. We have to rebuke the wicked. We can't allow witches tail their, wag their tail around in Halloween. You see, in Halloween is when witches expose themselves. They want to build altars in the companies, in our offices. We can't afford to be quiet. Evil is evil. Who is celebrating that? Why should somebody be celebrating that and not celebrate life? You see, people are putting coffin, images of coffin, images of skeleton, images of all manner of wickedness. Why do you bring the spirit of death? Do you want to lose your children? Do you want to lose your husband? Do you want to lose your wife? Why should you bring all those demonic ahura in your home? Why should you bring demons to possess your children in your house that you are celebrating Halloween, and you are a Christian above all? Can Christ and Baal dwell in the same place? Your home is the house of God. Your home is the altar of Yahweh. Your home is the kingdom of God. These two kingdoms cannot be mixed together. There are churches even celebrating Halloween. Praise be to God. God forbid of this wickedness we see in our nation, that people are in deep slumber, that they don't even see anything wrong, taking your children and eating candy at a treat and treat. You are eating candy of the devil. You see, the devil have used food before to befall men, and is still using food to capture the eyes of your children. Can candies be sold to the destiny of your children? There are parents that are selling destiny of their children with candies. Is it worth it to sell destiny of your children using candies? May the truth be spoken. I want to be blessed of God by telling you the truth. Depart from evil. Depart from appearance of darkness. Halloween is evil. Praise be to God. Depart from it. May nothing that carry the image of Halloween be found in your vicinity. If you are a Christian and you have a company, don't allow anyone entertain Halloween in your company. Don't allow anyone entertain witchcraft in your company. Hallelujah. You bear responsibility as a child of God. If you are a manager in that company, don't entertain. If you are a CEO in that company, don't entertain people entertaining witchcraft in that company. We want to live. We want our children to live and succeed. We don't want our children to die before their time, because we celebrate death rather than life. We celebrate the life from the throne. We celebrate salvation. We celebrate reconciliation. We celebrate the power of God. We celebrate the life that proceeded from the throne of God. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. It is time for believers to wake up. Wake up. Don't get caught with this wickedness. Prepare your work outside and get everything ready for yourself in the field. After that, build your house. Praise be to God. The Bible says, prepare your work outside and get everything ready for your field, then build your house. Hallelujah. It is our responsibility to prepare. Preparation is key, even in ministry, even in your workplace. Whatever you want to do, prepare. Be adequately prepared. Even before enter marriage, be prepared. Go to marital counseling. Read good books about marriage. Hallelujah. Learn things. Praise be to God. So that when you start building your house, hallelujah, you will build with enough resources. Hallelujah. You didn't just wake up. There's a lot of people, you enter into marriage, you don't know anything about marriage, and because you don't know anything about marriage, you end up failing in marriage. You have failed in your first marriage, your second marriage, your third marriage, your fourth marriage, because you are not adequately prepared. Prepare yourself to be a good wife. Prepare yourself to be a good husband. Prepare yourself. Hallelujah. Prepare that thing that you want to do. Prepare. Do enough preparation so that you are not caught with a surprise, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Be not a witness against your neighbor without cause, and do not deceive with your lips. Be a witness against your neighbor without cause. Hallelujah. Don't testify against somebody without cause. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Don't speak lies. Hallelujah. Don't create something that is not there. Do you know how many people have made others to be fired because they were aspiring the position of the supervisor? They wanted to take over the position of the manager, and they felt that you being there with more experience than them is a threat to their position. So they aspire to speak against you. They aspire to report things they know very well they are not truth, so that you are fired away from that company. The Bible warned, be not a witness against your neighbor without cause, and do not deceive with your lips. Don't think you are too smart that you can manipulate system. You can manipulate men of God. You can manipulate leaders. Praise be to God. You will be exposed by fire. You will be the one to be fired out of that company. Hallelujah. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Be fair in your dealing. Hallelujah. You don't need to act against your neighbor for no reason. You want to kill your friend for no reason. You want to kill your brother. You go to visit witches against your sister for no reason. What has your sister done? What kind of harm have they done to you? What kind of harm has your brother done to you that you are so desperate that for them to fall? You are so desperate. Hallelujah. That is a heart of wickedness. Hallelujah. We have no reason to attack our neighbor without cause. Hallelujah. You are attacking your friend. They haven't done anything wrong to you. They just happen to be celebrating their marriage. Now you are bitter because your brother got married. You are bitter because your brother bought a car. Hallelujah. You are so bitter. Did you want them to trek for life? Praise be to God. Where we see the blessing of God at work, we are meant to celebrate our brothers. Hallelujah. Your brother has been trekking for 30 years. Now they bought a car. Instead of celebrating, you are crying. You are bitter. Hallelujah. Your sister has been single for many years. Now they got married. Hallelujah. Instead of celebrating, you are bitter. You are angry. Praise be to God. You are angry that pastor's ministry is doing well. Praise be to God. May we not have the heart of Cain. Hallelujah. You see, the art of Cain is the art that is bitter when people do well. When your brother do well, celebrate them. And the grace that make them to do well will rub on you. For whatever you celebrate, you shall receive. But whatever you talk bad about will run away from you. Hallelujah. So if you see a good thing that you desire to have, celebrate it, worship it, lift it, praise be to God. Hallelujah. Because good things come from above. Praise be to God. So where you see the spirit of excellence, celebrate it. Where you see God at work, celebrate it. Where you see the blessings of God, celebrate it. Don't become bitter with anyone. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible said, don't say, I will do to him as he has done to me. I will pay the man back for what he has done. That is vengeance. Don't say, oh, because he hate me, because he has done this to me, I'm going to do the same. No. The Bible said, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. People who harm you, move on with life. Leave them at the hands of God. It's not worth it for you to be bitter in your heart. To be bitter of soul, to be bitter. You allow bitterness to carry you. You are at work, you are bitter. You know, bitterness spread like a gangrene. Hallelujah. Because you are bitter with your uncle and you are a manager at the company, everybody is in trouble because of your uncle. Everybody is in trouble because you are bitter with your husband. Everybody is in trouble because you are bitter with your children. You are bitter with your sisters. You are bitter with your brothers, and you carry that bitterness everywhere. You are spreading that disease everywhere. Because of that, people that are working under you are all miserable. They are going back home crying. You end up hurting people that are innocent. Praise be to God. Don't hurt people that are innocent because you have a husband you can't forgive. You have a sister you can't forgive. You have an uncle you can't forgive. You have a pastor you can't forgive. And because of that, you carry that bitterness everywhere. You carry bitterness in the church. You carry bitterness on the street. You carry bitterness on the workplaces, and everywhere you go, your heart is full of vengeance. The Bible said, do not repay. Do not repay what they have done to you the same. Praise be to God. Repay with love. Leave it in the hands of God. Forgive and move on. Forgive and move on. Hallelujah. For the love of God cover multitude of sin. Praise be to God. Forgive. Forgive my brother. Forgive my sister. Those that have harmed you in the past is not worth it. Is not worth it. You know, when your heart is full of bitterness, it will affect your home. It will affect your children. It will affect your marriage. It will affect your workplaces. Praise be to God of Nazareth. People want to see a cheerful person, a cheerful manager. leader, a cheerful youth lead, a cheerful pastor, a cheerful evangelist, hallelujah, a cheerful supervisor, a cheerful CEO, come smiling at work, glory be to God, hallelujah. You are always rude, you are always sad all the time, that people don't even know how to talk to you. You don't smile at all because your heart is full of vengeance. Let it go today, this day that the Lord has made. May you have a heart of compassion. May the heart of compassion come upon you. Forgive and let it go in the name of Jesus. I passed by the field of a sluggard, by the vineyard of a man lacking sense, and behold, it was overgrown with thorns. The ground was covered with nettles, and its stone wall was broken down. Then I saw and considered it. I looked and received instruction, a little sleep, a little slumber, and a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a robber, and want like an harmed man. In other words, we can't afford laxity. We can't afford to be lazy. You can say, oh, I have worked hard, let me just fold my hand and rest. You know, your farm will grow with weeds. That's why we have to, even in the church, we have to constantly be at the altar, praying, servicing the altar, bringing the word, worshiping God. We can't afford to sleep on the job. You can't afford to sleep on the job. We have to work our way out. Praise be to God. We are here on earth because there is work for us to do. Hallelujah. If you feel that you have finished what you need to do, tell God to call you to rest. Hallelujah. But as long as you wake up breathing, hallelujah, there is something that God wants you to fulfill. So keep yourself busy with the work of God. Keep yourself busy with taking care of your family. Be yourself busy. Hallelujah. Find work to do. Don't be lazy. Don't wait until end month to start asking people to pay church rent. Praise be to God. Work hard. God say that He will bless the work of your hand. Find something you can do. Hallelujah. See yourself. Hallelujah. You might have not gone to a good school. Hallelujah. But there are some natural talent that God might have given you, whether it is singing, whether it is cooking, hallelujah. Find something that you can do and do it well. Do it with all your might, and God will bless the work of your hand in the mighty name of Jesus. So the Lord doesn't encourage laziness, hallelujah. The Bible says a lazy man should not eat. Any man who doesn't work should not eat. So you have to find work. Not just begging around, asking people for money everywhere. No. Find something that you can do. Find something that you can do in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Find some work for yourself and God, and be faithful to God in your tithe, in your offering, and God will expand you. God will bless the work of your hand in the mighty and awesome name of Jesus. Let us pray this morning. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We give you glory for the authority in your word. We thank you, mighty Father, because you have sent forth your word and it will not return unto you void. We bless you this morning. We worship you this morning. We lift your name, mighty one of Jacob. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your word that nourishes our soul. Thank you, mighty God, for you have kept us in your will. Makoto Zaridi Hede. Let the word that has proceeded out of this altar be a blessing to your people, be a blessing to nations, be a blessing to people that we don't know, people that even don't speak our language will be able to be interpreted, understand this word, that this word will spread abroad in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We give you all the praise this morning. We give you all the glory. All the honor belong to you, Yahweh. May your name be praised from morning to evening in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your covering. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, oh God, for this day is dedicated on your hands. May this day bring us favor. May this day bring us open door. May this day bring us kindness in the name of Jesus. We are sealed by the Holy Ghost. We are protected upon this day. Our destiny, our lives are preserved in Jesus' name. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread. Forgive us of our trespasses, even as we forgive those who trespass against us. For thine is thy kingdom, thy glory, and thy honor forever and ever. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.